rounding off this Alltech World Equestrian Games, for you, another gold medal haul, excess luggage required. Terrific week for you.
It's been a phenomenal week, actually. Riding every other day has worked out perfect for me. I've given the horse total day off in between competitions. He's behaved phenomenal. I mean, we did get the 3 gold medals in Athens, but he was hard work. He just came here and said, "I know what to do, Dad. Let me get on with it." And I was like, "Fine."
And how has the experience been being part of the main World Equestrian Games? A huge positive, I get the sense, from you and your fellow competitors.
Yeah, being part of the bigger GBR team has been just an amazing experience, for not just for us, but for the other existing disciplines. I think they've enjoyed having us around, seeing how we ride, because you're so segregated when you're back home. And being able to go and watch all the other disciplines, get inspired. It's inspired me to have a go at other disciplines, like the reining. I'm going to try when I get back home, and maybe the endurance as well. So.
But interestingly, you couldn't try the reining here, where it's the home of reining. Tell us that story.
That story is, I did ask the display section here if I could have a sit on one of their horses, which they were doing with able-bodied people throughout the day, and they looked at me and went, "No, we can't really take the risk." But then as conversation went on, they were saying that reining would be a good para sport possibly for certain riders. How would they get into it? And I said, "Well, you got to let the riders have a go on the horse first. That's so, kind of a big part of equestrian sport."
But that is interesting how Great Britain is leading the way, that here in even in America it's still perceived, well, it's difficult to do for lots of preconceived ideas, presumably.
In England, we are heroes within equestrianism and within Paralympic sport now. There's no doubt about that. The media's helped with that, both educational-wise and just getting us on television and in newspapers and being interested in what we do. It's not many other countries like that. We are eternally grateful to the media in England and the national media to turn us into heroes. Unfortunately, other countries, it's still perceived as a bit of therapy, a bit of like pat them on the head, oh, and they can have a ride on their pony. It's not really seen as elite sport. But people go away and they see what we're like. They see the structure that we have, and they see how seriously we're taken. And they go away and they. Countries do change their opinions, and partly that's our duty.
Well, very well done. I hope you get through. Take them off before you go through through customs.
No, I might get upgraded on the plane if I keep them on. I'm wearing them non-stop now.